And then that was John Mayer, Neon, off the album Inside Wants Out. You're tuned to Bolito's number one 88 FM, coming to you live from the center of Bolito, where we have power at the moment, but it's an unusual event. Nowadays, it's more usual to not have power in Bolito than to have power. And why am I raising the subject? Well, because I've got two very special guests in this afternoon. Walter Schotter and Ash Sukdev are two concerned citizens that are here to talk about the fact that Bolito and environs, and I'm talking environs because certainly Ash comes from the northern grid in the sort of Stanger region, is not being equitably shed, as I understand it. This is an issue, and we're going to find out why, because, well, the experts are in the house. Welcome, guys. Nice to have you on the afternoon show.
Thank you.
So let's get into this thing, and Ash, you wanted to make sure that before we start, we explain where your initiative has come from and who you are. So over to you.
Thanks, Dave. We are just a group of concerned citizens who've been burdened with this inequitable load shedding. While we accept that load shedding is a national crisis, what we cannot accept is the manner in which it's being implemented to us. There are vast areas within Stanger, the area that I come from, that are brightly lit while the majority of us are in total darkness. What got us to do this? Well, the municipality's reluctance to engage with us. There have been numerous attempts to engage with the mayor and the municipality, but the silence has been deafening. Look, the chances are I've been ignored as an individual, but believe you me, this group will not be ignored.
So who is this group?
Us, this group that's taken on the inequitable load shedding crisis.
And how big is the group?
At last count...
Last count, our petition was sitting at over 1,200 signatories.
Okay, so it's substantial. There's a lot of people that are feeling miffed.
Indeed.
There are probably even more that are feeling very happy that they're not being load shed. So, yeah, it's a kind of divide and conquer situation. And it would appear that those that have been divided and electrified are very happy with the status quo. And are you not possibly going to risk the wrath of your neighbors?
Look, I want to make it quite clear that our grouse is not with those that are fortunate enough. Our grouse is not with them. Our grouse is with the municipality who is not shedding us equitably.
But those that have not been load shed will tell you, you know what, here is the thing. It makes no difference if they load shed us as well, because we are not using much power compared to what's happening in the big industrial areas down the road and up the road. So the fact that we are being left on a line that supports some vital infrastructure inland, like the Peking power plant or a water pump or something like that, which is the line that's been fed to everyone, they're very happy with that, and believe me, some of the most influential people in town are very happy with that. I've had the head of electricity from KDM sitting right here, who lives in a lovely estate where they don't get load shedding. One of our ward councillors, or maybe two, are also in the same situation. They're not complaining too much.
No, so in terms of that, again, I want to just echo what Asher said. Our beef is not with our neighbours, and it's not about, because we've got... for a better word, the haters, if you want to call it that, not happy, very much happy that we're trying to upset the apple cart, if you want to call it, and you've said many people are totally happy with the status quo. My main objective here is it's beyond the load shedding. So this has brought us to this point, the fact the load shedding, and that we have to sit and suffer. And I don't, you know, if we take now, I'm just looking Southern Grid, and I'm just going to give a quick... You've got Bolito and Zimbali.
And maybe just before we get there, I just want to explain that you, Walter, in fact, have a very solid understanding of what we're talking about because you worked in the electrical department of KDM, if I'm right.
In the call center back in the day. So you work with electricians, and I used to know the grid. It might have changed, but I can't see the major feeds have changed. There will be new mini subs, etc., with all the new developments around. So I understand the feeds. And how I'm getting it is that KDM are passing the buck on to Eskom and laying the blame at Eskom's feet as to why only certain areas are being turned off. And I see it as KDM are shirking their responsibility. Why? I pay them. They my service provider. I don't pay Eskom. They are a customer of Eskom, fair enough.
Yeah.
So they derive this revenue, so why are they not out there doing the actual work of turning us on and off? Where they actually, they sang Eskom, but this is part of our movement. We want the clear answers. Once we have the clear answers, we'll understand better.
Is your contention that if they load shed everyone, we would have less load shedding across the board?
Okay, so how the load shedding works, from what I understand, is that Eskom requires a certain amount of megawatts. It's not about hours, it's about megawatts. So if, for now, it stands to reason that if it's only Belito and the part of Stanger that are giving them that amount of megawatts in terms of what they're requiring, if we shared the megawatts in the areas, then everybody would get a portion and it would be less.
So there would be less load shedding because you're giving Eskom more megawatts to play with when or, the load shedding
in essence less, well, not less. If they say they want 1,000 megawatts from Belito or whatever, but currently with the schedule that they have, we're giving them 1,000. But if they now take that, I mean, Salt Rock is drawing something, Sheffield is drawing something, Chalkers Crawl is drawing something, Charlie is drawing something, and nothing's been taken from there. Mm. So what I'm saying is take that 1,000 megawatts, share it proportionately, if you want to even call it that.
Yeah.
It will bring lesser hours to each section.
Yeah,
instead of one section spending 10 hours, it'll be 2 hours, 2 hours, 2 hours. Something similar to what Durban's experiencing.
So it would bring it, because there are parts of Durban that have much less frequent or less sustained load shedding than we do, and there are reasons for that, I'm sure, but possibly the reasons are that it is equitably spread across
the entire area.
Sorry,
Dave, if I may interject here. Look, if they're asking for 1,000 megs, is that term correct?
1,000 megawatts, yeah.
1,000 megawatts.
Just using a figure.
Now, right now, that 1,000 megawatts is being supplied by a small percentage of the population. But if it was equitably shared, you know, there was a suggestion made that a certain area be broken down into blocks, four blocks. I don't know where this subsist is situated, but depending on that, if they were broken up and this 1,000 megawatts were shared, we wouldn't be sitting with 10 hours of load shedding in an 18-hour period.
Mm.
You know, this is what I'm saying. So suggestions of that sort were made to the mayor in the past.
Yeah.
But she hasn't listened, and strangely enough, somehow they got wind of this movement of ours, and not a day after we started, the mayor puts out a chat that she's making representations to Eskom about load shedding.
Okay, well, that's standard. I mean, that's fairly common practice in local politics. You know, they obviously judge which way the wind's blowing, and then you set your sail accordingly.
But it begs the question: why now?
Well, you know why. You know, this is South Africa. What are you surprised? Under de Rater has made a few revelations of late. Everyone's shocked and horrified. The guys that he's been talking to are shocked and horrified. Head of the, you know. Anyway, we know that. But what you're trying to do, if I understand you correctly, is to create a situation where there is less hours of load shedding across the board in this region by simply spreading the load more equitably. Now,
indeed.
KDM's contention is that cannot be done for technical reasons. Now, Walter, you've been there. You know what we're talking about. Is that true?
Okay, so I don't know the Northern Grid. I never worked with the Northern Grid. A basic rundown, from what I remember and recall, we've got Chalkers Crawl substation, which is a main substation. I know there's, I think, 2 feeds from Eskom that come in there. Then the Belito substation up here in Allen Place gets fed from the Eskom Driefontein substation. That's a feed that comes in there. So that's what gets turned off. There's Driefontein from Eskom, which shuts off Belito sub, which then effectively closes off Belito in this area up until Thompson's Bay. From Thompson's Bay up, Chalkers Rock sub feeds that portion and parts of Salt Rock, etc. And then there's a few subs in and around. So from Chalkers Crawl, though, the feeder that affects this Avon Pekin sub is the Glendale feeder. So we've got a Glendale feeder there, from what my memory recalls, the Chalkers Crawl feeder, which then in turn feeds onto Mshlali, through to Salt Rock, Chalkers Rock. We've got an Etete feeder, a Tinimana feeder. So those are the feeders that KDM can control from within Chalkers Crawl. If Eskom do shut off their incoming feed, it shuts off all those feeders, and then, fair enough, Avon sub would go down.
Mm-hmm.
But if
so, who's doing the load? Who's actually switching? Is it someone in Eskom in a little, you know, grey uniform with the hard hat, or is it someone at KDM with a 3-piece suit?
So my feeling is that it's Eskom, and I think they've got remote abilities to turn on and off as well.
So maybe so I don't think there's is your argument then not moot? Because if KDM says, well, we're not switching it off, you've got to speak to Eskom, don't give us your memorandum, take it across to who's in charge of electricity these days? Andre de Rijt is gone. Wuppertalser is about to go. The Sikkel 91 Chancha is going. Everyone's going. Who are we getting? A new minister. Hey, maybe the new minister.
Of electricity.
I think Mickey Mouse is the new minister of electricity.
No, sure. No, so what my argument now is, why KDM are the licensed distributor of electricity in this area.
So they should have
part of that license is the capacity and the certificate, the qualifications to be able to operate, maintain and manage this distribution within this licensed area.
So all Eskom, from what I understand you're saying, is Eskom wants to reduce the power or the amount of electricity being used, and they're saying to KDM, you will do this by load shedding, and KDM is saying, you switch us off, and that's cool.
That's how you're
saying if KDM took the responsibility to switch off equitably, they would deliver that request or that demand by Eskom, and the amount of hours of load shedding per 24-hour cycle would be reduced substantially, and therefore we would all be in the same boat, and we understand that load shedding has got to happen, unfortunately, sure. But it would be happening much more equitably. That, for me, makes a lot of sense. Yeah. What has been the resistance so far? You say they've been ignoring you completely.
They have. Mm. I've been corresponding with the mayor. She reads my chats. But chooses not to respond. You know, we've been asking. Well, we've got people with technical knowledge.
Yeah.
That can make suggestions, have been making suggestions, but making suggestions on the outside is pointless.
All right, so now you're going ahead. You're on a public radio platform here, so the whole of Belito and environs, or anyone wanting to listen to this, in fact, we're streaming internationally, so the whole world technically could be hearing this declaration of yours. You're about to go to the municipality and deliver. You're not going to tell us what's in the memorandum. I understand that's a bit of, you know, that you want to keep it quiet until such time. But when are you going to be doing this, and what do you expect is going to be the response?
Well, it happens on Monday, and we're expecting quite a gathering. And the purpose of this interview is to garner more support. We have quite a bit of support, and we're asking people to come out in the numbers. We understand everybody's grieved about load shedding.
Yes.
So instead of quibbling on the chat groups, come join us on Monday when we hand this over.
At KDM
offices, yes.
HQ, at the town hall.
Yeah. Well, at the municipal offices, not at the town hall per se.
Where are the municipal offices?
14 Chief Albert Luthuli Street.
Okay, not Lavapier Building.
No.
Okay, 14 Albert Luthuli Street in the center of Guaduguza, a.k.a. Stanga. What time are you going to be presenting your memorandum?
Well, we're meeting at 8:30 in the morning. Well, that is when we expect people to start gathering.
And where are they going to be gathering?
Outside the offices.
At that venue,
there's a garden outside. That is where we'll go. And if there's an influx of people...
So this is an opportunity now for people to stand up and be counted and say, enough is enough. We want to be heard. We, in fact, demand to be heard. And if then the municipality still continues to ignore, what then?
Look, we can't stress enough the support that is required. Now, the memorandum will be handed over, and there's a return time. Dave, Walter, and how many days are we giving them in total?
Effectively, it's a total of 14 days to give us some form of concrete. And as I say, we're not going to be unreasonable, so we're happy to listen. We also have, in our offer to them, we as a community, if there's something hindering them to deliver, etc., bring it to our attention. If there's within the community, if we are able to assist in any way, we'll more than gladly do so. But we have to understand 100%. Not this, for me, as I say, I've just been the same answer over and over. And the mention of, you know, certain people living in certain areas, and they stress that is not the case. I never mentioned that once. And so to me, why did they bring that in? You know, it starts to... Is there smoke? Am I touching?
That might be the mayor on your cell phone, by the way. She's already heard. Now she's going to have a sidebar.
No, I think she's waiting for me at home.
Yeah,
but immaterial of that. You know, whether that is the case or not, I don't know. But we want comprehensive reasons from them. And if they end up turning out to be valid, etc., and we have to accept it, there's no problem. But they have to come up, show to us exactly why.
And it's a good demonstration of citizens' civic action. in action. Stand up and be counted. It's a flipping good idea, because the bottom line is everyone is going to win, except for those people that are currently not experienced. But I think there's a feeling of, you know, it's not so cool to watch your fellow citizen, your fellow community member suffering huge amounts of load shedding, and you have to keep quiet because, you know, well, it's not affecting you. I understand there's an advantage to not being load shed, but the bottom line is this is something that all South Africans are experiencing, and if by sharing the load we're reducing the burden, then I think it's a good thing. It's certainly a good thing to be engaging with the municipality on levels like this to suggest that we're not, this is not a confrontational militant group. It's a reasonable group that has a reasonable request and simply looking for a positive engagement. This is what ultimately I believe is considered to be civic action at its best, looking for positive engagement that produces results that everyone is able to say, well, we've come together in terms of finding each other, and this is ultimately going forward going to lead to a much better community, building a community of the greater North Coast, working hand in hand with civic society, the local municipality. That would be first prize. I think what you're doing is wonderful, so, and more strength to you. But let's stay in touch. What we'll be doing is putting this up as a podcast that you can share. You can go onto our website, you can go onto our apps, Apple App Store, Google Play Store, and send the link so that others that are not listening to this live, might be at work, might not, they'll be able to hear what we're talking about and in fact join in and grow the movement like that. My very special guest, Walter Schotter, and Ash Sukdev, thank you so much for joining me on the afternoon show. Let's stay in touch before the event. We'll build up a head of steam, and let's get you back in afterwards to find out how it went.
Thank you for having us.
Great pleasure. You're tuned to the afternoon show on 88 FM, coming to you live from the center of Ballito.